Canada in its bid to stop organizations and industries from exploiting their workers has put a new law in place. The Canadian Senate has passed the law, and it will soon be in effect. Soon, organizations would have to report the actions they have taken to ban goods made by forced workers. Canadian lawyers like me, Jean-François Goulet-Avocat, have applauded this move, saying that the new law will change many things. Me, Jean-François Goulet-Avocat, is a constitutional and criminal lawyer in Canada. He has handled many high-profile cases. Therefore, he knows much about Canada's constitution. About the new labor law, me, Jean-François Goulet, stated that Canada's new law is to monitor any firm that is encouraging forced labor. Very soon, firms will be required to stop any products made by forced laborers. They should also report the steps taken to prevent these goods from entering the market. This is in a bid to curb the practice of forcing people to work under bad conditions in Canada. Furthermore, organizations are expected to write in detail if there is a possibility of forced labor during the production of goods. If such occurs, how did the organization address the issue? What plan does the organization have to prevent future occurrences of the incident? When was the law passed? The new law, named S-211, was passed as a bill in 2022 after much deliberation. This bill was sponsored by a Canadian lawmaker and many supported her decision. Lawyer me, Jean-François Goulet-Avocat, also supported the bill as it will reduce employment slavery in Canada. Additionally, a Canadian senator called the new law a step in the right direction. It is a wake-up call for Canadians to stop using or endorsing goods made by forced workers. Why Canada's new labor law is very strict. Unfortunately, some countries are yet to emulate Canada in passing strict laws on companies in their countries. An example is France. France has lax labor laws that only apply to very few companies and let them get away with many things. It's a requirement in France for employers with over 9,000 workers worldwide to know their supply chain networks. But many companies violate this rule. Consequently, companies in France don't take forced labor seriously, nor do their due diligence in addressing and preventing forced labor. This makes workers unsatisfied in France and has poor work output while at work. The Canadian government doesn't want that to happen in Canada, explained Jean-François Goulet-Avocat. How will the law affect the supply chain industry? Labor law in Canada is increasingly becoming complex. If you plan to open a company in the country, know and understand what you need to do. It will help you to be a law-abiding businessman. For those in the supply chain sector, the ever-changing labor law has an impact on their compliance policies. It is especially more difficult for those in supply chain industries like medical devices, electronics, and many more. Conclusion. Finally, me, Jean-François Goulet-Avocat, urged companies in Canada not to exploit their workers and treat them fairly. They should not overwork them and stick to the legal working hours. Doing otherwise means they are promoting and practicing forced labor, which is against the law.